From a warm, sunny, and windy Elwood Olsen Stadium, we say good evening as the Dort College Defenders get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football against the Morningside Mustangs. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 0-2, and they are faced with the monumental task of taking on the number two team in the country, the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside has not been tested as of yet. They've beaten Valley City State. They have turned away Nebraska Wesleyan. Tonight, it's their first homecoming, their first home contest of the year, and it's Morningside versus Dort College. We'll take a closer look at these two teams. We'll also take a look at what has happened at the Great Plains Athletic Conference already today in terms of football play. And we'll take a glance at what has happened in terms of Dort College volleyball, soccer, and cross country from earlier today. Might be halftime before we get to all of that. But you're listening to the Dort College football pregame show. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a look at today's combatants, Dort College and Morningside, right after this. Morningside is number two in the NAIA polling that released earlier this week. They're 2-0 with a pair of wins over Valley City State and Nebraska Wesleyan. The Mustangs are gaining 388 yards on the ground per game. Tack on another 274 in the air, and you have a very potent offense that is gaining nearly 700 yards per game on average. On defense, the Mustangs have allowed 335 yards in the air per game, but are very stingy against the run while allowing just 29 yards per game. Brandon Weger has carried the ball 33 times for 368 yards through two games. Tyler Cavan has run for 219 yards on 32 carries. We will not see Cavan this evening, though, according to the Morningside Sports Information Office, as he is out, banged up a bit. We will see his backup instead. That will be Gilligan. Wager's per rush average is 11.2. Cavins with 6.8. Nathan Gilligan has 64 yards on 17 rushes. It's not a huge drop off there. Wager has 6 touchdowns on the ground. Ryan Kasdorf has 35 of 47 passing for 533 yards. He has 7 touchdowns with no interceptions this season. Devin Thomas has caught 12 balls for 192 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jason Vanderkooy has caught 7 passes for 146 yards and a 20.9 yards per catch average. Thomas also handles the punt returns with an 11.6 yards per punt return average. Zach Decker has been called on to punt 8 times this year for the Mustangs. He has a 37.5 yards per punt average. Zach Schlager has 9 solo tackles this season with 5.5 tackles for loss. Ethan Stauffern has 6 solo tackles and Bryce Bostwick, 7. Xavier Spann has 2 of Morningside's 4 interceptions on defense. James Taylor has 1. The defenders average 111 yards per game on the ground and 83.5 yards in the air. Opponents are gaining 127 yards on the ground. That's not bad, but they've hurt the Dort College defense for 226 yards per game passing. Daniel Fennig is the leading ground gainer with 116 yards rushing on 28 carries. Taylan Seaman has 55 yards on 22 carries, and Trey Pickney has 51 yards on 13 carries. Seaman has completed 6 passes for 63 yards. Zach Barker is 9 of 15 passing for 104 yards. Jason Miller is the top receiver for the defenders with 7 catches so far this season for 68 yards. Trey Pickney has 3 catches for 55 yards. Miller has Dort's lone touchdown reception of the season. Cole McLean is Dort's leading tackler with 15 stops so far for the safety. Benoit Harris has 7 solo and 6 assisted stops. Alex Vasquez has 6 solo and 7 assists. JT Texera has an interception. Jeff Granstra and Cam Petrie have 4 and 5 solo tackles, respectively. Heath Bonusrow has punted 13 times and has a 32.7 average and a long of 46 yards this year. Last week, Morningside won an 83-19 contest against Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves scored on a 7-play, 58-yard drive to start the game. Then it was all Morningside. They responded with scoring drives of 40, 67, and 39 yards to take a 23-6 first-quarter lead. Two more scores on drives of 95 and 36 yards put them up 37-6 before Wesleyan put together a 66-yard drive with under 5 minutes to go in the half. Morningside then managed to score 3 touchdowns in the final 3:24 of the half to lead 56-12 at intermission. Mustangs gained 729 yards in the contest with 430 on the ground, 299 in the air. Wesleyan was limited to 14 yards rushing and had 262 yards passing. Brandon Weiger ran for 187 yards on 19 carries with three touchdowns. Cavan gained 96 yards, had two TDs. Kasdorf completed 19 of 23 passes for 283 yards. Thomas caught nine for 166 yards and three touchdowns. Dort was on the short end of a 35-0 loss to Midland last Saturday. Dort outgained the Warriors on the ground with a 117-111 advantage. Costly turnovers, though, in Midland territory thwarted Dort's attempt to break up the shutout. Fennig had 45 yards rushing. Seaman had 30. Passing game had a tough time getting started with a completion each to Miller and Ken Lewis. McLean had a game-high 12 solo tackles. Harris had four solo stops for the defenders. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more for you from Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. I still like to call it Roberts Stadium, but it's Elwood Olsen now. We've gone through a name change. We'll be back with Morningside versus Dort College coming up in a moment. Courtesy the Morningside Marching Band. Morningside leads the series 6-0. The Mustangs won last year's game 79-14. Dort College scored a touchdown in the first half on a 7-play 79-yard drive. Daniel Fennig got the call from 2 yards out. Leonard Manuel had Dort's other score on a 1-yard run that capped a 10-play 79-yard drive. Dort was outgained 571-234. The teams were even in rushing yards with 229 each. Aaron Francis ran for 66 yards on 7 carries. Daniel Fennig had 51 yards. Jordan Halverson had 69 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns on 12 carries. Earlier today, Great Plains Athletic Conference football, Concordia over Midland, 35-28. Doan over Hastings, 28-24. Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 35-7. That means there are only two teams in Great Plains Athletic Conference play who are unbeaten in conference play heading into action tonight. Northwestern improved to 2-0 with that win at Dakota Wesleyan. Morningside is currently 1-0 and trying to improve to 2-0 this evening as they face the Dort College defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan and Briarcliff are playing this evening. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-1. Briarcliff also 0-1. One of those two teams will pick up their first win of the GPAC season. And just to show you the parity in the conference so far today, three teams who started the year 1-0 lost this afternoon. So you've got five teams now at 1-1 already this year. Northwestern's atop the heap at 2-0. Morningside is 1-0. Briarcliff, Dort, and Nebraska Wesleyan, with play coming up this evening, all standing 0-1. Earlier today, the Dort College women's soccer team victorious over Jamestown 2-1. Dort College men lose to Jamestown 2-1. Dort College volleyball victorious over Hastings earlier today, 3-1 to run their winning streak to 4 straight. They are now 3-0 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Dort College cross country, the women and men ran at Dakota Wesleyan earlier today and came away with a pair of first place finishes, both in terms of individually and as teams. The Dort College men led by Stefan McNamara. And on the women's side, Caleb Isle, the individual champion, leading a charge of Dort College defenders in both races. Dort College with five of the top six runners in winning the team titles. Morningside won the coin toss. They have elected to defer their decision to the second half. The Dort College defenders will receive the opening kickoff. They will be moving from left to right, that is from east to west. As you heard me correctly, this football stadium aligned east to west, so Dort College will be moving into the sun to start this evening's football game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're also live. They're on the web at borensons.com. Let us settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Back to receive for the Dort College defenders, Xavier Caffey and Trey Pickney are the deep men. They're located at the 10-yard line. For the Morningside Mustangs, kicking will be Zach Decker. He handles their place-kicking chores, their punting, and he kicks off as well. Sun will be a factor for the next, I would say, 10 to 15 minutes, and then the field will be pretty well covered in shade. High end-over-end kick drives Caffey back into the end zone. He picks it up. He'll take a knee, and the Dort College defenders will take over, first down and 10. At their own 25-yard line. So the kick by Decker drives Caffey back into the end zone. He picks it up, takes a knee, and the Dort College defenders will send the offense out onto the field. Dort College, he'll have Riley Sharper at center, the quarterback for the defenders this evening. Looks like they have gone back to Zach Barker. So Barker will get the start this evening. Number three, Barker, sophomore, gets the pistol snap, turns up the field. He's at the 25-yard line, spins forward to the 26, maybe picks up a yard. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go. Last week, Talon Seaman got all of the snaps. He played the entire contest, that 35-0 loss to the Midland Warriors. Dort College concluding a stretch of two games on the road this evening. They'll be at home next week as they face the Briarcliff Chargers. Daniel Fennig is the setback behind Barker in the pistol. You've got receivers set left and right, a couple of wing backs. Barker takes the snap, gives it to Fennig, and Fennig nothing there as blowing through the Dort College offensive line as Luke Gibbs with a tackle. Fennig, nothing there. He loses three on the play. It's going to be third down and 12. Third down and 12. Well, the warm evening. Driving out to Sioux Center. Saw temps somewhere around 85 degrees. And it's approximately 20 degrees warmer than that up in the booth this evening. Windows facing to the south. Warming up nicely on a mid-September day. Third down and 12. Dort College with a football. Barking signals is Barker. Barker hands it off to Fennig. Fennig struggles back to the original line of scrimmage. Gets back 2 of the 3 yards he lost last play. And the Dort College defenders are forced to punt with 13:29 remaining in the first half, in the first quarter, that is. Dort College with the first possession of the football game. Back to receive for the Mustangs will be Devin Thomas. Thomas, a playmaker. He was a thorn in the side last year for the Dort College defenders. Heath Bonestrow will be punting this from his own 25-yard line. He is going to be stationed at the 10. The line of scrimmage is at the 25. Snap is back to Bonestrow. Heavy rush. He gets away a line drive kick. It'll take a bounce at the midfield stripe. Takes a Dort College bounce all the way to the 25-yard line. A 50-yard kick for Bonestrow. And the Dort College defenders will send the defense to the field for the first time after Bonestrow's punt. swings field position, and Morningside will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Morningside with a football. Empty backfield. Barking signals is Ryan Kasdorf. Kasdorf sends a man in motion. Three to the left. Now stationing himself in the backfield is Weger. They hand it off to Weger. Weger at the 25-yard line. He's going to be drugged down by Vanoa Harris at the 26-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 9. Talking with Dort College defensive coordinator Gabe Elisario this week, he said, fear no one, get into the run gaps, force Morningside to throw the ball. Weger stationed to the left of Kasdorf. Three down linemen for the defenders, shading to the left side of the line. Drop back to pass is Kasdorf. Kasdorf, pass is complete to Thomas. Thomas, an 11-yard pickup on the play to the 36-yard line. Simple out pattern, Cam Petrie preventing him from going any further, and actually pass completed to Thomas, and he slipped and fell as he made the play and made the catch. And the Mustangs have it first down and 10 at their own 36-yard line. They want to go up tempo, up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Here's Weger. Weger lowers his head, picks up maybe two on the play. It'll be second down and 8. Tackle made by Dort College's Taylor Teal. Teal, the defensive end on the far side. The near side defensive end is Ben Byama, and plugging up the middle will be Curtis Emery. Second down and 9 yards to go. Kasdorf, so a gain of 1 on the play for Weger. Second down and 9. Three down linemen, linebackers creeping up to each side. Kasdorf, looks like he might be calling an audible. Back to pass, drops back, looking left, throws left. Twiddell has a play on it, incomplete. Twiddell made a play on it. Morningside's Jason Vanderkooy looking back into the sun. You've got to think that the sun might have had a factor in that as the receiver was running down the sideline at the Dort College 30-yard line. Went up in the air and just couldn't come down with it. Third down and 9. Third down and 9. This is the fifth play from scrimmage for the Mustangs. They're at their own 37-yard line. This time, Dort College playing straight up. Defensive ends aligned with the tackles. Kasdorf, back to pass. Pass over the middle. Incomplete. Play broken up by Dort College's Mike Dayton. That'll stop the clock, and Morningside is forced to punt. So the Morningside Mustangs will be punting from their own 37-yard line with 11:23 left to go in the first quarter. On to kick will be Decker. Decker will punt with a line of scrimmage at the 37-yard line. Trey Pickney back at the Dort College 24. Dort College in the road whites, black jersey, black numbers trimmed out in yellow. End-over-end kick. Pickney will take it at the 20-yard line, drops it, picks it up. It's loose. Morningside falling on top of it at the 12-yard line. So the Morningside Mustangs will maintain possession of it. Pickney wanted to make a play and was unable to field it cleanly and then tried to scoop it up rather than falling on top of it. And the Mustangs will maintain possession of the football. The drive will continue in effect. And the Dort College defenders, the defense is now at their own 12-yard line. Would have been a 53-yard punt. As it is, it's a turnover. The Dort College defenders unable to maintain possession of it. Now Kasdorf turns, hands, gives to Weger. Weger with a football. And the Dort College defense has to shift gears. They had thought they had done their job. They had gone three plays and out. It looked like they had forced Morningside to punt, and they did force them to punt. But then the miscue opens the door. It's second down and 7. Weger is behind Kasdorf. Morningside in Dort College territory at the 10. Weger slips and falls as he tries to make a cut to the right. Making the play for the defenders is Nick Payton. Payton, the sophomore from Waterloo, Iowa, makes the stop. It's going to be third down and 8. Well, be a moral victory for Dort College on defense if they can hold Morningside to a field goal attempt here. Morningside, two receivers right, two to the left. Thomas is far left. Two receivers right are stacked in the slot. Kasdorf doesn't see something he likes. He calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Well, over the course of today, with all the contests taking place and trying to get a little jump start on things, so I'm not up until the wee hours of Sunday morning taking care of those things, missed the opportunity to visit with Coach Greg Youngblood. We'll make sure that we don't let that happen again next week as the Defenders are back at home against the Briarcliff Chargers. Back-to-back weeks taking on teams out of Sioux City. We'll keep an eye on that contest being played over at the Dakota Dome between the Briarcliff Chargers and Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll see how well Wesleyan bounces back from their loss last week to this Morningside team. Third down and 9 yards to go. Morningside called the timeout. They are at the Dort College 9 yard line. Beg your pardon, they're at the 11 yard line. It's third down and 9. Third and 9 from the 11. Two receivers to the left. They line up receivers tight right. Kasdorf in the pistol. You've got Wager as the running back to his left. Dort College showing blitz with a linebacker. Now they'll back off. That's Vasquez. Kasdorf is going to roll left. Looks into the end zone. Pass is incomplete. Breaking the pass up for the Dort College defenders is Cole McLean. McLean able to knock away the pass intended for Vandercooy. And the Morningside Mustangs will be forced to punt. Fourth down and 9 from the 11. And on to attempt the field goal will be Decker. This is a 27-yard field goal try for the Mustangs. So Decker, who is 0 for 1 on field goal attempts this year, snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is inside the uprights to the right. And the Morningside Mustangs are on the board first, 3-0, taking advantage of a fumbled punt return by the Dort College defenders. Gave them good field position, but thus far Morningside has not been able to make the move the football against the Dort College defense. 3-0 Morningside, 10:07 left, first quarter. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing 3-0, 10:07 left to play, first quarter. Hate to belabor a point, but those are the kind of things that you can't have happen. That fumbled punt return against a team like Morningside, you've got to be nearly perfect. Let's see if Dort College is able to bounce back. They've got the football at their own 25-yard line after another touchback. Zach Barker in the pistol. Fakes the handoff. He's going to keep himself. Turns upfield. He's to the 30 and submarined at the 30-yard line. Coming up to make the stop for the Morningside Mustangs is number 22. That's Jesse Henricks. We've got two number 22s for Morningside. It's either Henricks or Ulmanop. Both are listed as DBs, both are freshmen, both are around 6 feet tall, and both are about 180 pounds. Good luck as I try to decipher that from the press box. He made the stop coming up from his safety position. Barker turns and hands, and nothing there for Dan Fennig. Coming up and nearly taking his head off is Luke Gibbs. Gibbs with the tackle. That's going to bring up third down and long. So Dort College with the football trailing 3-0. Coming through and making that tackle high was Luke Gibbs. Fennig had no chance. Gibbs lining up at a defensive end for the Morningside Mustang. Barker barking signals, and we've got a pause in the action. The officials think we're going to have a sideline warning. No, we are going to have a play clock reset. And the Dort College defenders, part of their game plan tonight will be to take some time off of the clock. You don't want to run it down to zero on every play because then the defense can time out their rush, but you do want to take it down under 10 and keep them guessing. Barker under center, the pistol, and he keeps it himself, and there's nothing there. Well, this Morningside defense thus far living up to their reputation of not giving up anything on the ground. Logan Gibbs drives through Barker, knocks him backwards. They give him forward progress, a yard behind the line of scrimmage, and the defenders are forced to punt with 8:25 left to go in the first quarter. They will punt with a line of scrimmage at the 27-yard line. On to punt again will be Bonestrom. Bonestrom, a high kick. This one's not going to be as deep as the last one. Does take a slight North College bounce. It's downed at the 49-yard line. So a 24-yard punt for Bonestrom that time. And the Morningside Mustangs will take over. First down and 10. And they're at their own 49-yard line. 8:06 left to play in this first quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Morningside over the football. They haven't moved the football yet on offense. Under center is Kasdorf. First time we've seen him under center. We've got a tailback in Brandon Wagger. Three down linemen for the defenders. They hand it off to Wagger. Wagger at midfield. He's to the 45-40. He's going to break it. 35-30, 25-20. Tap dancing along the sideline into the end zone. Touchdown, Door College. Touchdown, Morningside. Brandon Wagger on the first play from scrimmage. They run off tackle left side. He goes 51 yards for a touchdown. And the Mustangs lead it 9-0. Just like that, the Mustangs up two scores. Decker is on to attempt the point after, and that's what this Morningside offense can do. They can score quickly. That time they go 51 yards with the former Iowa Hawkeye standout getting the handoff. And he goes down the left sideline, the near sideline, for the score. And the Mustangs lead it now 10-0. 10-0 our score, 7:55 left to play. First quarter, back with more after this. This is North College Football on KDCR.
Welcome back.
Trey Pickney will bring it out from the end zone. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, 25, 30. He could go. One man to beat. The kicker trips him up. Decker trips him up at the Dort College 48-yard line. Trey Pickney trying to make up for that fumbled punt return moments ago that led to a Morningside field goal. And Pickney wheels it out to the 48-yard line, and that's where Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 48-yard line. 7:47 remaining, first quarter. Dort College trailing 10-0. Barker in to call signals. You've got Caffey in the slot to the near side. You got Miller out wide to the right. Let's see if Dort College looks to the air. Barker fakes the handoff to Fennig, and Barker is thrown for a 5-yard loss on the play. It's going to be second down and 15. Second and 15. On the far side, lining up wide is Rockland Mao. Offensive line for Dort College, I see Ricky Nelson. Riley Sharper is the center. The right guard is Jacob Cook, a 6-foot, 285-pounder from Council Bluffs, a freshman. Second and 15 for Barker. Fennig behind him in the pistol. Wings right and left. They send Pickney in motion. They're going to run option. Nothing for Barker. He's snowed under, and a loss of another 6 on the play. It's going to be third down and 21. This Morningside defense not giving up much on the ground coming into tonight's contest, and thus far this evening they have not given up much on the ground yet. And that time, even if Barker had wanted to run the football, he was under heavy pressure by the Morningside defensive front three. Luke Gibbs is the near defensive end. The nose tackle is Devin Grunhagen. And the far defensive end, the right defensive end, is number 97, Darius McMullen. Dort College trying to match them. Facing now third down and 21, 6:25 and counting, first quarter. In motion is Caffey from left to right. They're going to run option, pitch over to Fennig. Nothing there. They've got it played out, and making the tackle for Morningside is Bryce Bostwick. And for Daniel Fennig, that's a loss of 7 on the play. Fennig shaken up on the play. They'll help him to his feet. And that's going to bring up fourth down. We've got a flag on the play as well. It was thrown near the tackle. We'll see where the tackle occurred, I should say. We'll get the indication from our official. I believe that's Darren Berg on the mic. So a costly penalty for the Mustangs. You heard the wind in the background there. Still fairly windy here at Elwood Olsen Stadium. Dort College now with the football at their own 46-yard line. Back to near the original line of scrimmage. It's an automatic first down on the personal foul. Face masking penalty called against the Mustangs, and Dort College will have a fresh set of downs. 6:06 left to play, first quarter. Dort College with the football, Morningside with a lead, 10-0. Barker is the quarterback for the defenders. Sharper snaps it back to Barker. Barker fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, turns upfield. And Morningside Mustangs, the defense likes to tackle high, and we saw them get dinged for a personal foul, a face masking penalty earlier. That time they go high on Barker again, and Barker coming up slowly. A punishing 1 yard pickup for Barker. That's going to bring up second down and 9. Second down and 9. Barker gets up, gets the play from the sideline. Dort College taking time. They've got 12 seconds on the play clock. 5:20 left to play first quarter. Dort College trails 10-0. Rockland Mound to the near side. Miller is to the far side. Dort College under center. They turn, hand it off to Fennig. Fennig back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Third down and 9 coming. Morningside, first tackler there was Logan Gibbs. Linebacker coming up to make the stop as the play got stretched out. It's third down and 9. 4:48 left to play first quarter. Dort College trailing 10-0. Morningside at these home games looks like an army on the sideline. I would venture to guess they have about, they've got the 11 on the field, obviously, and I would guess about another 100 on the sideline, a maroon army, if you will, for Dort College. I believe they're traveling with somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 or 60 athletes. Swing pass left side completed to Miller, but it's going to be a loss on the play of a couple of yards. Miller had to come back to make the catch. On the coverage from Morningside was Devin Grunhagen, the defensive end, coming out to make the stop. And Miller had to come back for the pass. It was completed, but a loss of 2 on the play. And it's fourth down and 11. Dort College punting from their own 45-yard line. So Dort College punting with 3:50 remaining. Bonus throw, a wobbler. Fair catch called for by Thomas at the 25-yard line. So a 30-yard punt by Bonestro, and the Mustangs will take over. First down and 10 with 3:48 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College trailing 10-0. Mustangs lead at 10-0, a field goal and a touchdown run by Brandon Weger. Weger, an interesting journey to end up at Morningside playing football. Prepped at Helan, was an All-Stater. Went to Iowa, made an impact as a true freshman. Back to pass is Kasdorf. Kasdorf's going to air it out over the top. He's got Thomas. Thomas unable to make the catch at the 25-yard line. Giving chase was Dort College's cornerback, Micah Twiddell. Twiddell given the unenviable task of trying to keep up with Devin Thomas today. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Weger ended up transferring to Oklahoma for a very brief period of time and was out of organized football or out of school for a year. I believe he enrolled for a while at Iowa Western in Council Bluffs as well. Weger to the corner, and Weger brought down on the play. Cole McLean makes the stop. It's third down and 10. Eventually, Weger ended up back in his hometown of Sioux City and played for Morningside last year and has put together a great start to the year this year. He already has well over 300 yards this season in 2 games, and he's got a 51-yard touchdown run tonight. Kasdorf in the shotgun, back to pass, 3 receivers set to the left. He's looking left, now looking over the middle, pass towards the sideline. Twiddell has a shot at it, incomplete. Twiddell was able to jump the route on the out pattern intended for Vanderkooy, And that'll bring up fourth down and nine of the clock stops on the incomplete pass. So Morningside is forced to punt with 2:59 left to play here in the first period. On to a punt again will be Decker. Back to receive at his own 35-yard line will be Trey Pickney. So three plays and out for the Morningside offense, leading 10 to nothing. Snap is over the head of Decker. Decker's going to chase it into the end zone, and he's going to back out of the end zone, and that'll be a safety for the defenders. And we'll have a free kick on the way for Dort College as well after they line things up. So a safety on the errant snap. Decker got it in the back of the end zone, and rather than trying to be a hero, elected to go out the back of the end zone for the safety, and the defenders are on the board, trailing 10-2. So a bad snap on the punt. Decker, by the way, had no chance at that one. That snap was 5 feet above his head minimum, and very nearly went out the back of the end zone. And that was with the line of scrimmage at the 26-yard line. So Morningside will now be punting, or will have the free kick. And they'll do that from the 20. They have the option of punting the football or place kicking. And they will go with a punt, it appears. Decker has to get it away from behind the 20-yard line. Dort College with their return men stationed at about the 20-yard line. Dort College trailing 10-2, and Decker booms this one. Taking it at the 12-yard line is Pickney. Pickney to the 25, cuts back to the left side, has a wall. He's to the 35-40, 45-50, has a man, and is pushed out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Xavier Caffey throws a block that helped spring Trey Pickney. And Pickney has given Morningside some problems on special teams thus far. I thought he was going to take that one all the way. Instead, he is pushed out of bounds at the Morningside 43-yard line. So Dort College with the football at the Morningside 43. 2:41 left to play first quarter. Dort College trailing 10-2. Barker gets the signal in from the sideline. You've got Loken Vandevecht in at running back for the defenders. So Loken is going to be the tailback directly behind Barker in the pistol. They hand it off to Vandevecht. Vandevecht, the ball carrier, picks up a couple, 1 yard on the play. Up between the tackles. It'll be second down and nine. Second and nine. Dort College trailing 10-2. A little burst of energy, though, after the safety, and then a good punt return by Trey Pickney. Dort College thus far hasn't been able to give Zach Barker any time to take a shot down the field. Ken Lewis is lined up in the near slot. Barker has Vandevecht behind him. They send Pickney in motion. They fake the handoff. Barker keeps it himself. He's to the 35-yard line, and a first down for the defenders. Down inside the 35 to the 33. No, the line judge will not give them the benefit of the doubt. They're going to make them earn it. A gain on the play of 8 yards. It's going to be third down and one. Third down and one at the Morningside 34-yard line. Dort College in all likelihood four down territory here, unless they lose yardage big on this play. 17 seconds on the play clock, 1:25 on the game clock. Barker in the pistol. Two receivers left and right. Man in motion is Pickney. Fake the handoff to Pickney. Keeping it himself is Barker, and that time there's nothing there for Barker. Barker actually loses 4 yards on the play. It's fourth down and five. A loss of three. We'll call it fourth and four. 1 minute remaining in this first quarter. Dort College trails 10-2. They'll reset the play clock with 46 seconds left to play in the quarter. Dort College will take the clock down, facing fourth down and four. Mao is to the left. Miller is to the right. Dort College facing fourth and four. Barker wants a play from the sideline. 25 seconds. They've got time on the play clock. Barker has Vandevek behind him. Barker's going to take a moment. See if Morningside jumps off. North College in motion with Pickney. Barker pitches over to Pickney. Pickney, the ball carrier, and Pickney makes it to the 39, but is stopped short of the line of scrimmage. Loss of two on the play, and the North College defenders turn it over on downs. North College turns it over on downs with 11 seconds left to play in the first quarter. North College trailing 10-2. 10-2 our score. Morningside with it at their own 41-yard line. So 11 seconds left to go in the quarter. Kasdorf sends a man in motion from right to left. Kasdorf turns, hands, gives to Wagger. Wagger, the ball carrier. He could go. He's to the midfield stripe and makes it into North College territory to the 45-yard line. A gain of 14 on the play. That might be the last play of the quarter. Morningside will have it first down and 10 at the North College 45 when we begin play in the second quarter. Our score after one, Morningside 10, North College 2, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College trails Morningside 10-2 at the end of the first quarter. Morningside with a field goal off of a short field after North College fumbled a punt return. They got a big play. Brandon Wagger, a 51-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage on a drive near the midpoint of the first quarter. And now we're faced with first down and 10. Morningside with the football. They run it tight. We've got movement on the line of scrimmage. A flag comes out. This is going to be against the offense. This is going to be a 5-yard mark off against Morningside. And the Mustangs, with a 10-2 lead, have it in North College territory. The football will be marched off back to the 50-yard line. First down and 15 now for the Mustangs. Well, so far, North College, other than the big play by Brandon Wagger. So 15 minutes on the game clock is what you heard the official ask for. First down and 15 for the Mustangs at midfield. Back to pass is Kasdorf. Kasdorf, an out pattern to Thomas, and Thomas is pushed out of bounds by Micah Twiddell at the 39-yard line. Gain of 11 on the play brings up second down and 4. So Thomas on the receiving end. They hand it off to Wagger. Wagger at the 40 to the 35, 30 to the 25, 20, and tripped up at the 17-yard line. Cam Petrie making the tackle, preventing Wagger from scoring as he is tripped up at the 18-yard line. And the Morningside Mustangs have the football in North College territory. Knocking on the door, Morningside leads 10-2. Hand off to Wagger. Wagger, the ball carrier, and he's brought down at the 15-yard line. We've got a flag on the play thrown in the end zone, though. Side judge over there saw something. We also see a flag thrown in the opposite corner. The side judge in the other corner of the end zone made that call. We'll wait for the indication from our official. And it appears it's going to be against Morningside, I believe. No, are they going to converse with the Morningside captains? Well, it is going to be marked off. Well, an illegal substitution against North College. And the Mustangs will have it. First down and 5. They're at the 13-yard line. Kasdorf is in the pistol. You've got Wagger behind him. They hand it off to Wagger. Wagger lowers his head to the 10-yard line. second effort, I believe, got him a first down down to the 7. It's going to be close to a first down. 14-20 left to play first half. Morningside leads 10-2. First down for the Mustangs. First and goal to go. Just inside the 8-yard line. Morningside Mustangs with the football. Kasdorf calling an audible. They've moved Weger from right to left. They hand it off to Weger. Weger, the ball carrier, to the 5. Stumbles forward and is tripped up inside the 5, down to the 2. And it's going to be second down and goal to go. Gain of 7 on the play. We'll call it 6. Gain of 6 on the play. Morningside keeping it up tempo. Knocking on the door here. North Cowlitz needs to force a turnover. Second down and goal to go. They hand it off to Weger. Weger waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown. So a Weger 2-yard touchdown run with 13:38 remaining in the first quarter makes it Morningside 16, North Cowlitz 2. It's pending the point after. Decker on to attempt his second point after of the evening. Out of the hold of Paul Brown. Snap is down, kick is up, kick is good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Elwood Olsen Stadium right after this. Morningside 17, Dort College 2, 13:38 left to play in the first half.
For the late.
Morningside Mustangs with a 59-yard touchdown drive, capped with a run by Brandon Weger, his second of the game. Trey Pickney with the football to the 20, 25, 30, 35, and brought down at the 35-yard line on the far sideline. Tackle made by Morningside's Tony Heimer. Heimer, 6'2", 210-pounder, brings down Trey Pickney. Pickney, a senior. He's listed 5'8", 175 pounds from Carrollton, Texas for the defenders. Sedort College trailing 17-2. 13:31 remaining in the first half. North College with decent field position, but they have not shown that they can move the football this evening. Player shaken up on the play, and that's Pickney. And if Pickney is out for any period of time, that's going to make life more difficult for the North College offense. Zach Barker will come in from the sideline. Pickney walking off of the field under his own power, but definitely got the wind knocked out of him. At minimum, looks like Chris Fagerness is assessing things, the Dort College trainer. Hand off, and nothing there for the Dort College defenders. I believe that's Fennig. Nothing there for Fennig. Fennig, tackle made by Gibbs. It's going to be second down and 13. Dort College trails 17-2, 13:11 left to play, first half. Earlier today, the number one team of the country, Grandview, went down in conference play. Morningside, the number two team in the country, entering play this weekend. They fake the handoff. Barker keeps it himself, spins, and is driven backwards at the line of scrimmage. And there was nothing there once Logan Gibbs made contact with Barker. Barker made it back to the line of scrimmage, and that was all. It's going to be third down and 11. Third down and 11. Clock has stopped momentarily. And they haven't worked the kinks out yet on the play clock, it appears, here at Elwood Olsen Stadium. First home game, always a lot of things to work out. 12:14 left to play here in the first half. North College trailing 17-2. Barker, the quarterback. Fennig is behind him. 15 seconds on the play clock. Clock will wind down. Two receivers right and left. Back to passes, Barker. Screen pass to Fennig, and Fennig is brought down at the 31-yard line. Sniffing that out was Luke Gibbs. Fennig is thrown for a 3-yard loss on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 14. Fourth and 14. Dort College forced to punt, three plays and out. Dort College still looking for their first down of the evening. So Dort College will be punting from their own 31-yard line. That's where the line of scrimmage is. Thomas is back at his 35. Bonestro will have the wind at his back. Looks like Morningside might bring a rush. Bonestro gets it away. It's a spiraling kick. Thomas, driven back to his own 20-yard line, makes the fair catch. And that'll carry him back to the 19-yard line. That's where he caught the ball initially and was driven back another 4 yards. Well, they're going to mark it at the 18-yard line. So Morningside will take over, first down and 10. At their own 18, a 51-yard punt. And with 11:15 left to play in the first half, Morningside sends the offense onto the field. Kasdorf is the quarterback. Kasdorf turns, hands, gives to Weiger. Weiger to the 20, and he is going to be spun down at the 23-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. Takes it from his own 18 to the 22-yard line, actually. It's second down and 6. Second and 6. Kasdorf puts 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. No tight ends. Weiger in the backfield with him. Kasdorf bobbles the snap. It's down on the ground. Dort College after it, and Dort College will recover. Falling on top of it for the Dort College defenders was number 58. Got to double check who that is for the Dort College defenders. Anthony Serrar, if that indeed was number 58, and it appears it was as I checked the sideline. He's a 6 foot, 230 pounder from Anaheim, California. He falls on top of it after the botch snap by Morningside, and Dort College with good field position at the Morningside 22-yard line. So Morningside fumbles the football with 10:35 left to go in the half. Barker keeps it himself. Pickney is back on the field for Dort College as well. Dort College trailing 17-2, 10:25 left to play in the first half. They've got it after the fumble at the Morningside 22-yard line. Barker gets the sign from the signal from the sideline for the play. Daniel Fennick behind him. They line the wings up tight, left and right. Back to pass is Barker. Barker throws out into the flat, intended for Pickney. Pickney comes down with it at the 15-yard line. Short of the first down by 3 yards, but a pass completion for 9 yards. And that will bring up third down and short. Pickney comes up, though, holding that right hand. I'm not sure if that got banged up on that play over on the far sideline earlier where he was helped off of the field or was assisted off of the field. He makes the grab that time under duress. And the Dort College defenders have it third down and 2. Third and 2 for the defenders. Barker and the pistol. Hands it off, and Ken Lewis, nothing there. For Ken Lewis, he came around on that motion play from right to left, the slot, getting it on the sweep. And that's going to bring up fourth down, and it looks like Dort College will attempt the field goal. This will be Kevin Giese kicking. The line of scrimmage is at the 20. Cole McLean will take a knee at the 27-yard line. This will be a 37-yard try for Giese. With the wind at his back, he's kicking from the left hash mark. McLean checks if he's ready. Snap is down. Kick is up. Kick is blocked. Morningside will let it roll dead near the goal line. Dort College picks it up. And the Morningside Mustangs will take over. First down and 10. So for Rockland, Mao covers it. And I believe they say it was downed before it made it into the end zone. Morningside got away on the play. It may have. And the Morningside Mustangs will take over. First down and 10. At their own 20, as they say, the ball went into the end zone before Mao could possess it. Special teams coach Adam Conway conversing with the official on the far side. And now Morningside will have it first down and 10. So Morningside's defense gets a blocked field goal from 37 yards out. Now Morningside has the football first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Kasdorf turns, hands, gives to Weiger. Weiger, the ball carrier, picks up three on the play. It'll be second down and 7. So Dort College misses an opportunity to cut into the 17-2 lead. That was a 37-yard try that was blocked. Morningside's got it now. Second down and 7 at their own 23-yard line. Kasdorf, quick pass to the out to Thomas. Thomas picks up a first down to the 31-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. So a first down for the Mustangs. And the Mustangs will have it first down and 10. Morningside leads at 17-2. Kasdorf gets the snap, hands it off to Weiger. Weiger around the far side, he's to the 35-40, lowers his head and drives through Micah Twiddell for an 11-yard pickup on the play. Another first down for the Mustangs. It'll be first and 10 from their own 41-yard line. 7:42 left to play in the first half. 17 for Morningside, 2 for Dort College, by virtue of a botched snap on a punt in Morningside territory. They took up safety rather than trying to get the ball out from the end zone. Kasdorf swing play, gets it over to Weiger, and in effect a long handoff, if you will, and Weiger tries to make the cut outside the hash mark on the near side, in between the hash mark and the numbers. That'll bring up third down and 1. Weiger felt like he had some room to run there, comes up frustrated. He'll stay in the football game. Not sure why you would check him out on third down and 1. And the Mustangs have the football, third down and 1 at their own 40-yard line. They need the 41 for a first down. They hand it to you-know-who, Brandon Weiger. And Weiger's got room to run. He's out to the 50-yard line. Gain of 9 on the play. He's averaging 11 yards per carry. He's stopped on the play by Cole McLean at midfield. And that'll be a first down for the Mustangs. They needed 1. They got 11. Football now at the 49-yard line. Morningside again picking up the tempo. They turn, hand it off to Weiger. Weiger at midfield to the 45, to the 40. He's to the 35. He's got a chance. Twiddell has the angle on him. He cuts back and is tripped up by Cam Petrie at the 18-yard line. Weiger, I beg your pardon, that wasn't Weiger, but rather number 3, Gilligan. That's Gilligan. Nathan Gilligan, the ball carrier. So Morningside going to their backup running back for the evening, Nathan Gilligan. Gilligan getting the carry that time into Dort College territory. Swing pass left side to Vandercoy. Vandercoy at the 20 to the 15. Gains 1 on the swing pass to the left side. A long handoff again, if you will, as he stepped back from the line of scrimmage to catch that pass. Cole McLean comes up on the stop. They'll give him a gain of 2 on the play down to the Dort College 15-yard line. The series of downs started at the 17. 6:10 remaining, first half. Morningside 17, Dort College 2. Kasdorf in the pistol. He turns, hands, no, keeps it himself. Fake the handoff to Gilligan, and he is brought down at the 12-yard line. Soror on the tackle. It's going to be third down and 5. Weiger back into the game. Gilligan is out. Dort College is going to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 5:50 left to go. First half, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Earlier today, Dort College women's soccer wins for the fifth time this year. They're 5-1 as they were victorious over Jamestown 2-1. Natalie Sakuma gets another goal for the defenders. The freshman from Mount Vernon making an immediate impact for Dort College. Dort College men lose a 2-1 decision to a very talented Jamestown team. Dort College volleyball victorious over Hastings in a matchup of ranked teams. Dort College cross country wins a pair of team titles and individual titles at the Dakota Wesleyan Invite. Third down and 5. Morningside with the football in Dort College territory. Long snap count. They hand it off to Weiger. Weiger the ball carrier, and Weiger close to a first down. We'll see if they give him the benefit of the doubt on the spot, and it appears they will. I think he got first down by about a foot. It's going to be first down and goal to go inside the 10. They'll mark him at the 7-yard line. 5:44 left to play here in the first half. Weger in the pistol behind Kasdorf. Kasdorf barking signals. They turn, hand it off to the workhorse. He's to the 5-yard line and brought down on the play by Benoit Harris straight up the middle. Taylor Teal making it into the Morningside backfield, but by the time he got there, Weger was gone. Second down and goal to go from the 5. 5:20 left to go first half. Morningside 17, Dort College 2. Second down and goal to go from the 5. Kasdorf is under center. They bunch everyone up tight. You've got one receiver to the right. That's Vandercoy. They turn, hand it off to Weger. Weger, the ball carrier, and Vinoy Harris is there for the tackle, and it's a gang tackle by the Dort College defenders. Short gain on the play for Weger. It's third down and goal from the 4. Morningside leads at 17-2. Devin Thomas will run a play in from the sideline. Morningside taking their time now in between plays. You got Weger in the backfield along with Kasdorf. Third down and goal from the 5. Send a man in motion from left to right. Football's on the ground. Did Dort College get on top of it? The Dort College defenders, the white jerseys, say they have it. The defense comes scrambling off of the field, and they get another stop, and that is why you keep playing. You don't give anything up inside the 10-yard line easily because you force the opponent to execute. And for the second time this evening, the Morningside Mustangs fumble on the quarterback, the center to quarterback exchange. That time, it's as the quarterback was in the pistol. The last time was on a play deep in their own territory that Dort College was unable to come up and score after. But Dort College averts trouble. Dort College has it first down and 10. At their own 40-yard line. Barker's going to air it out over the top, intended for Miller. Pass completed to the 30-yard line. A 26-yard gain on the play for the Dort College defenders. And they mark him out of bounds at the 34-yard line. So a 30-yard pass play by the defenders. Barker delivers the strike to Miller. Jason Miller makes the grab. And with 4:10 left to play in the first half, Morningside leads Dort College 17-2. That is the second completion of, well, the third defenders this evening. Barker was 1-for-1 in the first quarter. He's completed another pass since then. Well, two passes since then. They fake the handoff, and Barker keeps it himself, and that's trouble. He's going to be brought down, a loss of a couple on the play. Second down and long. 3:37 left to play, first half. Through the first quarter of play, Dort College was outgained 54-14, negative 14, that is. Dort College did not have positive yardage in the first quarter. Dort College was forced to punt 3 times in the first quarter of play, Morningside twice. Dort College actually had 10:59 of possession time, Morningside 4:01. Morningside led 10-2 at the quarter break. They lead 17-2 now, with the clock winding down in the first half. 3 minutes remaining. Both footballs on the ground, and we've got a flag thrown in the Dort College backfield. Well, you hear Darren Berg telling us that there was a false start by the defenders, and that's probably a good thing because that play had disaster written all over it. Missed snap. Trey Pickney scooped it up, and he was going to be thrown for more than a 5-yard loss on the play. As it is, Dort College will have it. Second down and 16 at their own 28-yard line with 2:45 remaining in the first half. Let's see if Dort College can get a big play here. Extend this drive. Barker back to pass, throws on the run, intended for Mao. Mao had nothing there on the coverage for Morningside. Was the cornerback, and he and Mao got tangled up. That was Chad Berg. Berg, a 5'11", 185-pounder for Morningside, giving away some size to Mao. Rockland Mao, the senior wideout, 6'4", 220-pounder from Meridian, Idaho, that is. clock stops on the incomplete pass. Dort College facing third down and long. Miller is to the near side. Mao is to the far side. Send Pickney in motion from left to right. And we've got a flag thrown in the backfield again. And we're going to have a penalty. Couple of penalties. One's going to be a five-yarder against the Dort College defenders, and another one's going to be against the Morningside Mustangs. And Luke Gibbs, I believe he's going to be called for a personal foul. So you're going to go 5 yards against Dort College. Then you're going to get 15 yards on the personal foul, and I believe the personal foul will result in an automatic first down for the defenders. Right now, the football line of scrimmage is the 28. I believe they'll go back to the 23 as they have to mark off the penalty for Dort College. That was the play that was whistled dead.
And then Dort College will get 15 yards. Possible by IMSecond.com and Interstate Batteries.
So that is indeed what ends up happening. Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College, a fresh set of downs on that penalty against Morningside. They've got it now at their own 38-yard line. Mao is to the near side. In the slot to the right is Pickney. Miller is wide out to the right. You've got Caffey in motion from left to right out of the slot. Handed off to Fennig, and there's nothing there for Fennig. Maybe gained a half yard on the play. Tackle made by Morningside's Nate Saranovich. It's going to be second down and 10. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College trails 17-2. Dort College offensively, a difficult time getting anything put together. Barker, the signal caller for Dort College this evening. You've got Fennig behind him. Receivers right and left. Barker's going to throw it up for grabs over to Miller, and Miller had a step on his defender, but that pass is incomplete. Chad Berg, the cornerback again, and that's going to bring up third down and 10, and the clock stops on the incomplete pass. So third down and 10, Morningside has effectively shut down the Dort College running game. Wind's starting to calm just a little bit here at Elwood Olsen Stadium. Dort College with wind at their back here in this quarter. Three down linemen for Morningside. They fake the handoff to Pickney. No, they gave it to him. He's going to try and cut it up the field. Picks up 3 yards of positive yardage. But he's going to be brought down at the 41-yard line of the Dort College defenders. And Morningside will call a timeout to preserve the clock. With 1:23 remaining in the half, Morningside leads at 17-2, and they expend a timeout. Back with more after this. Morningside 17, Dort College 2. Back with more in a moment. Heath Bonestrel punting. Thomas takes it at the 23-yard line. So a 36-yard punt by Bonestrel. There's no return. And the Dort College defenders are forced to punt with 1:23 left to go in the half. And now Morningside takes over, first down and 10. 1:17 on the game clock as they called one timeout to preserve the clock. Dort College, otherwise Dort College, could have run it well below a minute. Morningside with one timeout remaining. Kasdorf will send his unit onto the field. They're going to line up five wide, three to the right, two to the left, empty backfield. Kasdorf gets the snap. Quick pass, flares it out left side to Wagger, and Wagger is brought down at the 35-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play. Clock stops on the pass as Weiger got out of bounds. Morningside quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Kasdorf looks to his wristband after getting the play in from the sideline. Thomas, there was movement on the right side. No flag on the play. Kasdorf is going to scramble, and Kasdorf is brought down at the 42-yard line and taking the brunt of that one is the Dort College linebacker. Looked like Alex Vasquez and Benoit Harris may have collided, and Vasquez shaken up on the play. Vasquez was running with the quarterback Kasdorf, and I'm not sure who it was that came up to make the stop for Dort College, but Vasquez shaken up. Looked like he went head-to-head with a teammate. Friendly fire, if you will. Gain of 7 on the play for Kasdorf. Kasdorf makes it 2nd down and 3. Chris Fagerness comes out, assesses Alex Vasquez. Looks like he asks him, you want to walk off the field on your own? Vasquez nods his head and says, yep, I will. And with 58 seconds remaining in the first half, the Dort College defenders playing defense, trailing 17-2. Morningside with the football at their own 42-yard line. Now they've got Weger in the backfield along with Kasdorf. Back to passes Kasdorf. He's got Weger open in the flat. The pass is completed, and Kasdorf completes the pass to Weger for a 7-yard flare to the right. And the football is now at midfield. 3 first downs for the Mustangs on this drive. Under a minute to go here in the first half. Well, Morningside showed what they could do in short order last week against Nebraska Wesleyan, scored 3 touchdowns in the final 3.5 minutes of the first half of play. Scored 56 in the first half against Wesleyan. 3 down linemen for the defenders. Snap is back to Kasdorf under pressure, and the pass is completed over the top for Thomas. And Thomas all the way down inside the 15-yard line, down to the 12. He falls as he makes the grab. Kasdorf got hit on the play by Curtis Emery as he released the pass. And with 43 seconds left to go in the half, Morningside has time. They've got it at the Dort College 15-yard line. Again, going up-tempo. You've got Weger in the backfield. They flare it out to the near side. Pass is completed to Vanderkoy. Vanderkoy is going to be driven out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play, and we've got multiple flags thrown, and I'm not sure who that's going to be against. There was a collision on the far sideline as Morningside was trying to get back to the line of scrimmage quickly. So the flag thrown, we'll see who it's going to be against. This is going to be a personal foul, and I'm not sure who against. Wait for Darren Berg to give us the indication. So Vanderkoy got called for an unnecessary roughness on the far sideline, a 15-yard penalty. And the Morningside Mustangs will have it 1st down and 10 at the Dort College 25-yard line. 30 seconds remaining in this half. Kasdorf is in the pistol. He's in the shotgun. He's got Weger to his right rather than stationed behind him. Kasdorf back to pass. Looks over the middle. Pass is completed. Touchdown to Thomas. 25-yard touchdown pass, Kasdorf to Thomas. So Devin Thomas on the receiving end of a 25-yard touchdown pass that makes the score 23-2, pending the point after. 25 seconds remaining in the half. Decker on to attempt his 3rd point after. Snap is down, kick is up, kick is through, and the Morningside Mustangs lead it 24-2 as they march 77 yards in under a minute. It was 1:17 remaining in the half when they got the football. They score with 25 seconds left to go in the first half of play. Morningside 24, Dort College 2, back with a kickoff right after this. Decker is on to kick for the Morningside Mustangs. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Squib kick. Morningside seen enough of Trey Pickney running the football back. Picking it up will be Loken Vandevec. Vandevec brings it out to the 30-yard line. And the Morningside Mustangs will send their defense onto the field. Dort College will have the football at their own 31-yard line with 21 seconds remaining. We'll see what Dort College does here if they take a shot down the field and possibly try to get Miller over the top. Morningside. Looks like their defensive alignment remains the same. Three down linemen, four linebackers, and then the two corners and a couple of safeties. Barker's going to be thrown down, trying to run option to the far side. And the tackle made by Morningside's Zach Schluger. And I believe that's going to be the end of the first half. First half comes to a close. Morningside scores three touchdowns, plus a field goal. Dort College gets a safety on the board on a bad snap by the Mustang punt team. And we make it to halftime. Morningside 24, Dort College 2. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR.
God is an art.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Here's our scoring recap. The Morningside Mustangs scored with 10:07 left to play in the first quarter on a four-play, one-yard drive set up by a Dort College mishandling of a punt. That allowed Morningside to get the football at the Dort College 11-yard line, if I remember correctly. Morningside had trouble moving the football, though. They settled for a field goal, and Zach Decker knocked it through the uprights from 28 yards out to make it 3-0. 7:55 left to go in the first quarter. Brandon Wagger went 51 yards for a touchdown on the first play from scrimmage on that drive. Morningside had a 10-2 lead. Morningside, after an exchange of, after an exchange of possessions, Morningside had the football. They were stopped deep in their own territory, forced to punt. Snap went over the head of Zach Decker, the punter. Chased it down in the end zone, and rather than trying to be the hero, simply stepped out of the end zone. A safety for the defenders. Dort College trailed 10-2. Brandon Wager found the end zone again to cap a six-play, 59-yard drive with 13:38 left to play in the first half to make it 17-2. And then Morningside marches nearly the length of the field, 77 yards to be exact, on six plays in less than a minute. And they go up 24-2 at the intermission. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back with a look at the numbers for the first half of play. All the statistical numbers right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. The Dort College. First half of play, Morningside 13 first downs, Dort College with 3. Morningside 153 yards on the ground, Dort College negative 18. Morningside 115 yards in the air, Dort College 30. Total yardage, Morningside 268 on 39 plays. Dort College 12 yards on 29 plays. Time of possession, Dort College 18:57, Morningside 11:03. Dort College has not converted a third down, nor a fourth down. They're 0 of 8 combined. Morningside 2 for 6 on third down attempts, 0 of 1 on fourth down attempts. Morningside has headed in the red zone four times and converted three times for a score. Dort College 0 for 1 in that category. Zach Barker, 4 of 6 in the air for 30 yards. Jason Miller, 2 grabs for the defenders for 25 yards. Trey Pickney, a catch for 8 yards. Heath Bonestro has punted 5 times. 192 yards total, 38.4 average. He has a long of 51. Trey Pickney has 2 punt returns for 38 yards. He had a long of 46. The other one he ended up losing yardage before fumbling, so that's how you end up with a long of 46, but only 38 yards total. Benoit Harris, 5 solo and 2 assisted stops. Micah Twiddell, 3-2. Cole McLean, 2-2. JT Texera, 1-3. For Morningside, Brandon Weiger, 18 carries, 140 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a long of 51 so far, 7.8 yards per carry average. Nathan Gettligan, 1 carry for 32 yards. Kasdorf is 10 of 15 through the air for the Mustangs, 115 yards, a touchdown. He has not thrown an interception. Devin Thomas has 5 catches for the Mustangs for 88 yards. Brandon Weiger, 3 catches for 20 yards. Jason Vanderkoe, 2 catches for 7 yards. Zach Decker has punted twice. He has a 56 yards per punt average. Zach Schlieger leads Morningside with 5 solo and 3 assisted stops. Logan Gibbs has 4-1. Luke Gibbs has 3-1. And Bryce Bostwick has 2 solos and no assists. Let's take another break and be back with a rundown of what has happened so far for the Dort College defenders and other athletic events today. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, 7:30 to 8:30 as well. They're open Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. Busy day on the Dort College campus in terms of athletics. We started bright and early with the Dort College defender cross country teams running at 10 o'clock this morning. Dort College women come away with a victory in the Dakota Wesleyan Invite in Mitchell, South Dakota. They win it with 19 points. Their scores came from the first, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth places. They also had a runner finish seventh and 11th for your pushers. Hastings was second with 69. Caleb Isle ran an 18:27 to win the event. Lauren Shoemaker of Hastings was second. Then you had Nicole Slater at 18:47. Lauren Opp, 18:48. Abby DeVries, 18:52. Lily Kerner, 18:54. Justine Vinzi, 19:02. Erica Dalma, 19:19 for 11th place for Dort College's 7th runner. Dort College men then followed that up with a first place finish of their own at the meet run at Wild Oak in Mitchell, South Dakota. And my laptop not cooperating, more or less my wireless not cooperating. I'll try to do this from memory as best I can. This is going to be a test. I think Dort College men went first, second, third, fourth, and sixth. Stefan McNamara won it. I don't recall his time right off the top of my head. If my wireless connection begins to cooperate, I'll give you some of those details. While that spins for a bit, I will tell you the Dort College cross-country teams are back in action next week as they travel to the gigantic Roy Griak Invite. I believe that's held at Les Bolstad Golf Course, St. Paul, Minnesota. That's one of the bigger cross-country events of the Midwest. And Stefan McNamara indeed did win the event with a time of 26:48 on the 8K course. That's 5 miles for those of you who like the conversion from metric. Steve Kelly ran second, 27:13. Sam Wensink third, 27:16. Ryan McNamara fourth, 27:22. Nick Vanderkoy sixth place, 27:38. Christian Van Dyke, 27:43, placed eighth. Adam Daney, freshman from Wisconsin, ran 7th for the Defenders with a 27.50. Point total for the Defenders, 16 points. Perfect score would be 15 points in that five-runner count. Mount Marty finished second with 69 points. So that's cross country. Then we take a look at soccer from earlier today. The Door College women held on for the win over Jamestown 2-1. Door College led at halftime 2-0. Door College got a goal from Ashley Blumhoff off an assist from Natalie Sakuma. Sakuma later found the goal as well in the 44th minute of play to send Door College into a 2-0 lead at halftime. Jamestown would narrow the gap in the 75th minute on a Connie Contreras goal, but the Door College defenders were able to fend off the advances of the Jamestown women's soccer team, come away with a 2-1 victory. Next up for the Door College women, non-conference with Buena Vista on Tuesday. Door College men's soccer as well in action as they faced Jamestown, one of the more talented teams Door College will face in this one coming in non-conference play. Door College falls to 4-3 with a 2-1 loss to the Jimmies. Jamestown got a goal in the first half. They tacked on another goal in the second half. Derek Sackey scored on a penalty kick to make it 2-1. That, I believe, was with about 12 minutes left to go in the contest. Door College was outshot 15-5 overall, 9-2 on goal. John Brinkerhoff made 7 saves in goal for the Defenders as they slipped to 4-3. Door College men have a full week off until they face Midland 1 week from today in Fremont in the start of Great Plains Athletic Conference soccer play. The Door College volleyball team also in action today. They defeat the Hastings College Broncos 3-2-1. Door College loses set 1-25-18, but they bounce back for wins in sets 2, 3, and 4 to win their fourth in a row. Door College was led by Jenna Horstman's 12 kills. She hit 400 for the match. 9 kills for Haley Moss. 9 kills for Brooke Walterstorff and 8 for Heather Showers. Caleb Artman had 7 kills. Elizabeth Keel had 6 kills. Caleb Artman put up 39 assists, had 10 digs defensively. She was also in on 4 block assists. That was a matchup of rated teams, with Door College getting the victory over the Hastings College Broncos on the road. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And for the moment, I have lost connection with my safety net back at the KDCR studios, so if I sound a bit distracted for the next little bit, it is trying to navigate through things and get my remote desktop back in order. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Bedinglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More Values Matter member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore, with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. reminder of what else is happening tonight in the GPAC. Nebraska Wesleyan and Briarcliff meet in the Dakota Dome up the road in Vermilion, South Dakota. That is where Briarcliff plays their home football games. That game is 10-10, either at halftime or near halftime. Earlier today, it was Concordia defeating Midland 35-28 in GPAC play. Doan over Hastings 28-24, Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan 35-7. Dort College will kick off to open the second half of play. Geesey's high and over end kick will take a skip at the 20-yard line, taken by the Mustangs at the 20 to the 25-30, and brought down at the 35-yard line is the return man for the Mustangs. That is Connor Niles. Niles with the return. And the Morningside Mustangs will have it first down and 10. And they have the football at their own 37-yard line. So Morningside has it first down and 10. At their own 37 with 14:56 remaining in the third period, they lead it 24-2. Kasdorf in the pistol. He turns, hands it to Wagger. Wagger, the ball carrier, to the 40, to the 45-yard line. He's brought down at the 45. Gain of 8 on the play. It's going to be second down and 2. Second and 2. Kasdorf, barking signals, turns, hands, gives to Weiger, he's gone. 40-yard line, 30, 25, Petrie riding him down to the 15-yard line and finally brought down at the 14-yard line. That's a 41-yard gain on the play with 14:23. Brandon Weiger carrying Cam Petrie on his back for about the last 15 yards of that run. We also have a flag on the play thrown at the 13-yard line. Not sure what that penalty will be. We'll wait for the call from Darren Berg. And Darren Berg will give us the indication. Block in the back at the end of the run. That'll be a 10-yard penalty. Morningside will have it now first down and 10 at the 24. So it came at the end of the play. Does not negate much of the 41-yard run. Actually just 10 yards of it. So rather than at the 14, it's first and 10 at the 24. Weiger now closing in on 200 yards rushing. They turn hand to Gilligan. Gilligan, the ball carrier, gains 4 on the play. And that'll bring up second down and 6. Second down and 6 yards to go. Morningside with the football. Gilligan, the backup tailback. He's behind Kasdorf. They turn, hand it to Gilligan. Gilligan to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. He's gone. 5, touchdown. 30-2 pending the point after. The Morningside Mustangs firmly in control of this one now with 13:44 left to play in the third quarter. On to attempt the point after is Zach Decker. Decker will kick it out of the hold of Paul Brown. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Morningside Mustangs lead it now 31-2. So far, Morningside has been able to flex their muscle on offense. And they marched the needed 63 yards on that drive. Bulk of it coming on a Brandon Weiger carry. And let's take a timeout as we have the exchange of possession. Kickoff on the way right after this. Trey Pickney spins away from a tackler. He's got one man to beat. That's the kicker, Decker. Decker tried to take his feet out from under him. Here comes Pickney to the 35 and drug down at the 31-yard line. If nothing else, Trey Pickney has provided a spark on special teams. Brings it all the way down to the Morningside 31-yard line, and that is where Dort College will take over first down and 10. 13:32 remaining in the third quarter. Pitney bobbled that football inside the 10-yard line. I was hoping he would simply fall on top of it. Instead, he scoops it up, and the Morningside Mustang of special teams did not stay in their lanes. And Pitney was able to weave his way up the field and finally was slowed up by the kicker and eventually finished off at the 31-yard line. Barker keeps it himself. He's to the 30, to the 25, spins and is brought down at the 23-yard line. A gain of 9 on the play. It's second down and 1. York College trying to get something good to happen offensively here. First half was awfully difficult. Negative yardage rushing. 30 yards passing. They start the second half, their first possession, with a carry by Barker on the option keeper. He carries 9 yards. It's second down and 1. Fennig is behind him. Ben Booma is the left guard. They fake the handoff, pitch it over to Pitney, and the football is loose, and here goes Morningside. They scoop it up at the 30, down to the 40, now midfield, and there go the Mustangs. Taylor James scoops it up at the 30-yard line on the errant pitch. Barker tried to pitch it, and the ball came out. Scooped up, and bringing it the distance is Taylor James on the 70-yard fumble return. And the Mustangs now lead 37-2. This is what this Morningside team can do. They can score and score quickly. North College held them at bay in the first half, but here in the second half, Morningside has tacked on 2 scores in the first 2 minutes and 24 seconds, one via a long drive, the other via a defensive touchdown. Kick by Decker is up and through, and the Morningside Mustangs lead at 38-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. A 24-2 lead has grown to 38-2. Caffey with the football, and Caffey is drugged down at the 22-yard line. Xavier Caffey brought down at the 22. It'll be first down and 10 for the Dort College defenders at their own 22-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible in part by grants from the following businesses. They include Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Barker, the quarterback, he sends Pitney out to the right slot. To the near side is Xavier Caffey. Handed off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, stumbles and falls as he goes across the 25-yard line, falls forward to the 28-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play at second down and 4. At last check, it was Briarcliff and Nebraska Wesleyan tied at 10-10. That's the only other GPAC game being played this evening. This is the last night game for the defenders this year as well. Otherwise, it's all 1 o'clock kickoffs, except for a 1:30 kickoff at Northwestern later this season. Snap to Barker. Barker gives to Fennig. Fennig picks up a couple of yards on the play. It's third down. Straight ahead carry by Fennig that time. Picks up maybe 2 on the play. And it is now third down and short. Some new players in for the Mustangs. Nate Serenovich. Austin Allen along the front 3. Tanner Peterson also in. Morningside in control, up 38-2. Brandon Weiger, I would venture to guess, right at the 200-yard mark or so. Barker keeps it himself. He's to the 30, to the 34-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. That's enough for a first down. And the Dort College defenders get a first down here early in the second half, trailing 38-2. So a first down for the defenders at their own 34-yard line. Dort College trailing 38-2 for Dort College. That safety came on a Missed punt opportunity by the Mustangs where the snap went over the head of the punter back through the end zone, and he picked it up and just before it went through the back of the end zone, stepped out of bounds. Handoff, nothing there. Daniel Fennig drilled in the backfield. And he loses three on the play. It's second down and 13. Second and 13. 25 seconds on the play clock. 10:15 on the game clock here in the third period. Morningside in control 38-2. Two quick touchdowns in the second half, and Morningside firmly in control. So second down and 13. Two receivers to the right, two to the left for Dort College. They hand it off to Pickney. Pickney tries to turn upfield, and he gets struggles back to the line of scrimmage. He got that ball 5 yards deep and had to fight to make it back to the line of scrimmage. Dylan Stevens, one of the offensive linemen for Dort College, up off of the ground slowly. He's helped to his feet. And it's going to be third down and 13, Dort College from their own 30. 9:30 left to play third period. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Barker gets the snap. Pass over the middle, completed to Pickney. Pickney to the 40, struggles forward to the 44-yard line, and he's got enough for a first down. A pickup of 14 yards on the play. Dort College needed 13. So the pass over the middle completed to Pickney. We have not seen that very much this year in terms of a pass over the middle. Most of the passes have been to the outside. That time Barker's able to find Pickney for the 14-yard pickup on the play. And the defenders have it at their own 44-yard line. First down and 10, 8:45 left to play, third period. Dort College trailing 38-2. 6 yards away from getting into Morningside territory. Three down linemen for the Mustangs. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig bounces to the outside. Play gets stretched out. He picks up maybe one on the play before he is forced out of bounds by Chad Berg. That will bring up second down and 9. Clock stops as he was forced out of bounds at the 45-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College back at home next week in college football when they host Briar Cliff. Slots left and right. They send Pickney in motion. Barker keeps it himself, and Barker is drilled at the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. They'll give him forward progress to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. And it's going to be third down and long. Third and long for the defenders. Elwood Olsen Stadium gets a lot of play. Three high schools, the three public high schools here in Sioux City, north, east, and west, all call this their home field. That's why you oftentimes hear those Thursday games in Sioux City. Saturday afternoons, Morningside Mustangs call it home. Snap back to Barker. Barker rolling left. Throws over the top. Pass is incomplete. Miscommunication that time as Miller turned and stopped at the 45. Barker threw it over the top, and the closest man there was a defensive player for Morningside. Clock stops on the incomplete pass with 7:23 left to go in the third period. Dort College will be punting from their own 44-yard line. Bonestrow will put his heels on the 30-yard line. And Bonestrow gets away, spiraling kick, taken by Thomas at the 15 to the 20. He is brought down at the 24-yard line. First down and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 24-yard line. Morningside still leads 38-2. 7:13 left to go in the third period. And Morningside will take over at their own 24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Miscommunication, Kasdorf gets it. He's going to, on the busted play, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Brandon Wager back in at running back for the Mustangs. And if Morningside has anything that they're going to look back at this game, and you'd say it's crazy to say that with a 38-2 lead, but they have botched a couple of snaps between the quarterback and the center, and they have also had difficulty on special teams. Dort College has had good field position, but the Mustangs have taken care of things on the defensive side of the football. Pass is completed to Devin Thomas down to the 40-yard line. 35-yard pass completion to Thomas, and the Mustangs have a first down in Dort College territory, actually down to the 38. Kasdorf airing it out that time to Thomas up the right sideline, right on the numbers. Swing pass left side, pass is completed to Thomas, no, falls incomplete. There for the defenders was Texera, I beg your pardon, James Vanderskaff. Vanderskaff was there on the coverage, but the pass fell incomplete. It's second down and 10. Second and 10. Well, at halftime, it was Briarcliff over Nebraska Wesleyan 13-10. That's the other GPAC game that we're waiting on. This one a little bit ahead of that one in terms of the timing, though. Second down and 10, Morningside, shotgun formation. They turn, hand to Wager. Wager to 35-30. Bounces off of a tackler and is brought down at the 28-yard line near a first down. It's going to be an 11-yard gain on the play officially for Brandon Wager, and it's a first down for the Mustangs. 6:24 left to play, third period. 38-2, our score. 38-2. Kasdorf, the quarterback for the Mustangs. He's got three receivers right, one to the left. Cam Petrie over in coverage on the near side on the he's on Thomas. Cole McLean, the safety, comes up to cover one of the slot receivers. Pass flared out to the left. Pass complete. Micah Twiddell makes the tackle after the completion. Pass completed to Kyle Cardell. Cardell brought down by Twiddell after an 8-yard pickup on the play. It's second and 2. Receivers right and left. This time Cardell is going to be on the right side. Thomas to the left. Twiddell tasked with trying to stop Thomas. They hand it off to Wager. Wager tripped up behind the line of scrimmage, giving chase that time. Was Dort College's Anthony Surar. That's a loss of 4 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 6. It was 2nd and 2. It's 3rd and 6. Now they empty the backfield. 3 receivers left, 2 to the right for the Mustangs. 3rd and 6 at the Dort College 23. They need the 17 to attain the first down. Kasdorf, shotgun, back to pass. Looks over the middle, pass is complete, and a touchdown to Vandercoy. Vandercoy on the receiving end of a 23-yard pass completion from Kasdorf, capping the 2-minute and 17-second drive. And the Mustangs lead it now, 44-2, pending the point after. That's a 76-yard drive. Decker on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, and the kick is up, and the kick is wide right. For the first time in 7 tries, Decker misses. He's now 6 of 7 on point after attempts here in this football game. But the Morningside Mustangs lead 44-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Morningside Mustangs lead 44-2 with 4:56 left to play in the third period. Decker on to kick off. End over end kick taken by Pickney at the 10-yard line. He's to the 15. Cuts it upfield to the 20, trying to get to the edge, and he is stopped before he can get to the edge. Brought down at the 23-yard line. Chased down by the Morningside Mustangs and Connor Niles. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 23-yard line. 4:49 left to play, third period. And the Mustangs send their defensive unit onto the field. I don't know that we will see the first unit for the offense. Again, it looks like they have shifted in the second unit now, receiving the instructions on the sideline. Snap gets away from Dort College's Zach Barker, but we've got flags. 5-yard penalty against the defenders, a false start. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Well, let's see if Dort College can get some offense going. Good crowd on hand for tonight's contest for the Morningside Mustangs. We've also filled out up on the hill. There's a hill to the south, forming a natural bowl around the Elwood Olsen Stadium. Handoff to Fennig. Fennig thrown for a 3-yard loss on the play. It's going to be second down and 18. You've got your revelers up on the hill watching the contest. Second down and 18. Easily the largest stadium in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Visiting with the sports information staff here at Morningside earlier before the game. They list capacity at 10,000. Snap is to Barker. Barker keeps it himself. He's to the 15 and brought down at the 17-yard line. Tackle made by Morningside's Noah Ortiz. I beg your pardon, that's going to be Ethan Stoffern. 232 is listed. Stoffern is the linebacker listed. It's going to be third down and 16, so a gain of a couple on the play for Barker. 3:48 left to play, third period. 44-2, Morningside in front. It was 24-2 at halftime, and the floodgates opened here in the second half. Morningside scoring 20 points here in the second half of play. So third down, Barker in the pistol. He's got Fennig behind him, two receivers right and left. Rolling right, hands it off on the draw play to Fennig. Fennig back to the 21-yard line, a gain of 4 on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down and long, and Dort College will punt. Dort College loses 2 yards on the drive. They're punting with a line of scrimmage at their own 21-yard line. And for the Mustangs, send Devin Thomas out onto the field at the 35-yard line. Snap is back to Bonestro. Bonestro gets away, a wobbler with the wind, takes a Dort College bounce at the 47-yard line and is downed at the 34-yard line. And that's where Morningside will take over. Try that again. 29 plus 16, that comes out to a 45-yard punt for Bonestro. Morningside will take over with 2:41 left to play, third period. And they have the football at their own 34-yard line. Well, it appeared that the Morningside second unit was getting instruction, but first unit back onto the field offensively. Kasdorf has number 23, Brandon Weiger, behind him. They hand it off to Weiger. Weiger running hard to the 35-40. 45 and brought down at the 48-yard line. Gain of 13 on the play. Make that a 14-yard pickup on the play. And Weiger easily with over 200 yards now. First down and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 48-yard line. 2:30 left to play, third period. Kasdorf takes the snap, hands it off to Weiger. Weiger, ball carrier, and that time Weiger is met in the hole. And it'll be second down and 9. Second and 9, Weiger will check out. Gilligan will check in. So second down and 9, 2:08 remaining in the third period. Kasdorf in the pistol has Gilligan to his right. Second down and 9. They hand it off to Gilligan. Gilligan, the ball carrier, to the 45-yard line. He's brought down on the play by Zach, Dort College's Mike Dayton. Dayton coming up from his safety position to make the tackle. See Logan Schoenhoven on the field for the defenders at an inside linebacker. They hand it off to Gilligan. Gilligan's good to go. He's to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Gilligan, a 45-yard touchdown run. And that makes the score 50-2 with 1:24 remaining in the third period. Morningside has scored 26 points here in the second half, pending the point after. Zach Decker, who is 6-for-7 on point after attempts, will kick it out of the hold of Paul Brown. Brown, a freshman from Spirit Lake, Iowa. Sedort College trailing 50-2. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Morningside Mustangs take a 51-2 advantage. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Trey Pickney takes it at his own 8-yard line. He's to the 10, to the 20, and he's going to be drugged down at the 20-yard line. Tackle made by Morningside's Trey Russell. I beg your pardon, that's Nathan Davenport. Davenport on the special teams makes the tackle, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. 1:17 left to play. Third period, Morningside has scored 27 points here in the third quarter on 4 touchdowns. One of them a fumble recovery for a score. Barker turns, fakes the handoff, and he's brought down. 5-yard loss on the play. And right now, the Dort College offense not fooling the Morningside defense. Darius McMullen making the tackle, the right defensive end, and Barker is twirled to the ground. Loss of 4 on the play, less than a minute left to go, third period. 51-2 our score. Morningside has next week off. Barker is in the pistol. Fakes the handoff to Caffey, and we've got a penalty flag on the play. We're going to have a false start against the defenders, the way it looks. A little too eager was Dylan Stevens for the Dort College defenders. He gets penalized. 6'3", 245-pounder from Greenville, Texas. This is a young offensive line for Dort College, given the task of trying to match up with this very big, very physical Morningside team. And it has been a long evening for that offensive line. I'm sure when things are broken down, they'll see some things that they did well, but right now, pretty hard to see the forest for the trees. Trailing 51-2, Barker turns the corner, and the Morningside Mustangs surrender 3 yards on that play. Barker out to the 14-yard line. That's going to be the end of the first of the third quarter. Dort College trails 51-2. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College football as we start the fourth quarter. Zach Barker in the pistol. He's got Fennec behind him. Snap is back to Barker. Swing pass left side over to Caffey. Caffey is brought down in the flat. No gain on the play. In between the numbers and the sideline on the far side, Xavier Caffey, 5'6", 160-pounder from Lancaster, Texas, lining up in a slot most of the contest tonight. Devin Thomas on to receive the punt. Bonestro will be punting. Dort College with it at their own 15-yard line. So the line of scrimmage at the 15. And the snap back to Bonestro. Bonestro gets away a high spiraling kick. Thomas calls for the fair catch at the 44-yard line. And that is where Morningside will take over. First down and 10. A 39-yard, I beg your pardon, a 41-yard punt through the fourth quarter, or pardon me, through the third quarter. Morningside, 299 yards on the ground, 482 yards of total offense. Brandon Wagger, a net of 210 yards on 24 carries. A couple of touchdowns. Nathan Gilligan, five carries for 170 yards. He's got a pair of long touchdown runs. Gilligan, the ball carrier, and he's brought down at midfield. Benoit Harris making the tackle along with Cole McLean. That'll bring up second down and seven. Second down and three. A gain of seven on the play. Kyle Brummel in at cornerback for the defenders. Also, we've got a new player for Dort College at an outside linebacker. That's Nick Payton back into the game. Swing pass left side completed. And that could go the distance. To the 30, to the 20, we've got a flag. This one's probably coming back. Making the tackle was Vinoy Harris, finally on the swing pass to the left side. Pass was completed to Morningside's Kendall Lindemann. But this one's going to come back, in all likelihood, an illegal block or a hold downfield on the pass completion and run. Clock stops on the penalty. Offsetting penalties. Dort College got called for offsides. Morningside got called for a hold. And we'll do it again. Second down and three from the Dort College 49-yard line. For Dort College, Jason Miller, a couple of catches for 25 yards. Trey Pickney, a couple of catches for 22 yards. Heath Bonestroy, 39.4 yards per punt average. Those are the highlights for Dort College, trailing 51-2. Tough day for the defenders. Trailed 24-2 at halftime. Handoff to Gilligan. Gilligan, the ball carrier, finally finished off at the 39-yard line, but not before he picks up 10 yards on the play. Cole McLean on the tackle. Mike Dayton also there to help out, so the two safeties for Dort College coming up and making the stops. Vanderskaff is the near side linebacker. He creeps up to the line of scrimmage. Gilligan is behind Kasdorf. I beg your pardon, we've got a new quarterback in as well for Morningside. Gilligan, the ball carrier, picks up 4 yards on the play. Caleb Lunder in at quarterback for Morningside. 13 minutes left to go in the game. Second down and six. Klunder back to pass, pump fake, looking over the top. Brummel had inside position on him and somehow making the catch on the near sideline before he falls out of bounds is Connor Niles. Niles able to tap dance along the sideline at the 2-yard line, but there's a flag on the play. This one might be coming back. So Niles makes the grab, but we've got a flag thrown at the 26. A personal foul called on Dort College. I did not catch who the number was on, if it was a late hit on the quarterback. As it is, it'll be half the distance to the goal line. From the two down to the one, Morningside over the football, and I would guess that we're going to see Gilligan get the call. Nathan Gilligan, two touchdown runs already today. Morningside up to the line of scrimmage, leading 51-2. 12:41 left to go in the game. Clock stops. Under center is Lunder, that is. Double tight for the Mustangs. They turn, hand to Gilligan. Gilligan, the ball carrier, 1 yard touchdown run. He's got his third of the game. And the Mustangs lead it now, 57-2, pending the point after. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Morningside tacking on another score and another point after attempt by Decker. Snap is down, kick is up, kick is through. And the Mustangs lead 58-2. Timeout on the field, back with more after this. Caffey takes it at the 2-yard line. Here comes Dort College to the 15, to the 20, and 21-yard line, a 19-yard return for Xavier Caffey. And the Dort College defenders will come out with the offensive unit. Morningside Mustangs leading 58-2. Football at the 21-yard line. So Dort College starting at their own 21-yard line. Dort College under center with Zach Barker. They bunch it up tight. Turn and hand, give to Fennig. Nothing there for Fennig. No gain on the play. Second down and 10. Dort College has been overpowered on the line of scrimmage. Morningside has controlled it. Dort College has been unable to establish a running game. Barker has not had time when he has tried to throw. And all of that translates into a long evening in Sioux City for the Dort College defenders. 11:55 left to go. Fourth quarter. Dort College trailing 58-2. Barker back in the pistol now. Hands it to Fennig. Fennig straight ahead carry for 3 yards. It's going to be third down and 7. Third and 7. Through 3 quarters of play, Morningside had 482 yards. Here in the fourth quarter, I think they tacked on another 60 or 70, so they're up in the 550 range now. Time of possession, Dort College has actually had the football longer. Morningside, though, with a quick strike offense. Doesn't translate into points for Dort College having the football longer. Morningside able to get the big play on offense. Barker keeps it himself. He's at the 22-yard line and brought down a loss of... Well, they're going to give him forward progress to the 23. So a loss of 1 on the play. It's fourth down with 10:49 left to go in the contest. Morningside will send Connor Niles deep. Niles had a pass catch negated due to offsetting penalties. Dort College with a line of scrimmage at their own 23-yard line. Bonestro on to punt. Snap is back to Bonestro. Gets it away. A spiraling kick. Fair catch called for at the 32-yard line. That works out to a 45-yard punt for Bonestro. And with 10:15 left to go in the game, Morningside has the football. First down and 10 for the Mustangs. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Hand off to Skyler Bauer. That time nothing there for the Mustangs. Tackle made by Taylor Teal. Also in on the stop for the Dort College defenders. I believe that was Matt Albert and an outside linebacker. Nick Payton, beg your pardon. Lunder with the carry. And he brings it out to the 44-yard line. Looks like a first down on the play. So first down for the Mustangs at their own 44-yard line. 9:38 left to play. Caleb Klunder, the quarterback, checks his wristband on the play call. Morningside, slot receiver to the right, send him in motion. Dort College showing blitz. Fake the handoff. Kluender's going to roll left. Pass over the top. He's got a man open, and it's complete. Down inside the 20. And a touchdown for the Mustangs. A 56-yard touchdown pass and throw from Kluender to Michael Whitehead, a sophomore from Lamars, Iowa. Whitehead getting open down the left sideline, the near sideline. And Whitehead runs it in for the touchdown. And the Mustangs lead it now 64-2. Snap is down, kick is up. And the kick is good. And the Mustangs lead now 65-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Great Plains. Xavier Caffey on the return, and he gets spun around, gets out of the grasp of a would-be tackler, and is brought down at the 16-yard line. And the Dort College defenders will have it first down and 10 at their own 16-yard line. 9:01 left to play in this game. Morningside 65, Dort College 2. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located at First Avenue, Central Park, in downtown Sioux Center. Zach Barker's pass is incomplete, intended for Xavier Caffey. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be second down and 10. 65-2, Morningside erupting for 41 points here in the second half of play. Pistol formation for the defenders. Barker sends a man in motion. Hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, picks up a couple of yards on the play. It's second down, third down and 8. 8:44 remaining here in the fourth quarter. So third down and 8. Dort College taking their time, getting the play in from the sideline. Dort College breaks the huddle. They've got 7 seconds to get the play off. Play clock winding down. Snap back to Barker. Barker hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, nothing there. Loss of 2 on the play. It's fourth down and 10. From the 21-yard line, Dort College will be forced to punt. Heath Bonestrow will kick again for the defenders. 7:55 left to go in the contest. Niles, located at about midfield for the Morningside Mustangs. Bonestrow will get this away from about the 5-yard line. And Bonestrow puts his foot into it. Spiraling kick, not a lot of hang time. It'll take a Dort College bounce at the 50-yard line. And now picking it up for the Mustangs is Niles. Niles is downed at the 28-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It'll be Morningside football, actually, at the 34. That's where Dort College touched it initially. So Dort College, that time, bonus throw, 40-yard punt. Morningside has it first down and 10 at their own 34. New quarterback in for the Mustangs, and a new running back as well. Dort College making the tackle was Nick Payton. Gain of 9 on the play, though, for the new player for Morningside. Logan Logan Rosenbaum, a freshman from Hartley, Iowa, on the carry. Peyton, the sophomore from Waterloo, makes the tackle. Handed off to Rosenbaum again. Rosenbaum brought down at the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Dort College's Surar. Anthony Surar, a 6'3 freshman from Anaheim, California. It's a first down for the Mustangs. First down and 10 for Morningside at their own 46-yard line. 6:37 remaining in the game. Morningside leads at 65-2. Pistol formation. They hand it off to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, the ball carrier. Initial contact. Surar on the tackle initially. Ball carrier Rosenbaum gets out of the grasp of the tackler. Then coming up to make the tackle was Peyton. Gain of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 7. 6 minutes left to go in regulation. Second and 7. Quarterback for Morningside. This is Paul Brown. He held on the point after. Snap back to Brown. Brown turns, hands, gives it to a new ball carrier from Morningside, and that's a 12-yard pickup on the play. Coming away with it, though, was Cole McLean, but they'll say the running back was down. Skyler Bauer into Dort College territory at the 42-yard line. 5:38 left to play in the game. First and 10 for the Mustangs at the Dort College 41. And this one's going to go the distance to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and just inside the 10. But we've got a flag thrown at the numbers on the 40-yard line on the far side. Ball carrier from Morningside again with Skyler Bauer, but this one's probably coming back. It's a hold. Flag was thrown at the 39-yard line, so instead of first down and goal to go inside the 10, it'll be first and about 18 for the Mustangs as that flag was thrown 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. Be a 10-yard mark off from the spot of the foul. So second down and, first down and 18 now for the Mustangs. 5:20 and counting here in the ballgame. Morningside leads at 65-2. Rosenbaum, the ball carrier, and he is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. First person there for Dort College is number 71, Brian Bowman. So Bowman playing defense, interior defensive lineman here in the second half. Listed as an offensive lineman for Dort College, but tonight, four-man front. He lines up inside. Well, actually, that's a linebacker on the outside, so still the three-man front for the defenders. 4:37 and counting. Brown on the option, gives it to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, the ball carrier, down inside the 40-yard line, down to the 35, before he's drugged down by Dayton for the defenders. Gain of 12 on the play. I beg your pardon, gain of 15 on the play. It's third down and 3. 4:15 left to go in the contest. Paul Brown, the quarterback. Brown turns, hands, and that's enough for a first down. Gain of 4 on the play. Before Dort College is able to make the tackle, that's Bowman. Also Logan Schoenhoven in on the stop. First down for the Mustangs with 4 minutes remaining in the contest. Brown gets the play from the sideline. College is going to fall to 0-3 for the season, 0-2 in the GPAC. They'll face Briarcliff next week at Open Space Park. 1 o'clock kickoff in Sioux Center. Brown turns, hands, gives it to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum stopped at the 30-yard line. Reaching out to trip him up for Dort College was Ben Bima. Bima makes the tackle. It's second down and 9. A gain of 1 on the play. Morningside now taking their time, getting the play in from the sideline. 20 seconds on the play clock. 3:10 on the game clock. See if they snap the football before the 3-minute mark. Doesn't look like they will. Paul Brown brings his troops up to the line of scrimmage. Skyler Bauer is the running back. Down linemen for the defenders, three of them. They hand it off to Bauer. Bauer bounces it to the outside of the 30, 25-20, and forced out of bounds. Inside the 20-yard line, P.J. Trammell, freshman from Holland, Michigan, coming up to make the stop. Fort Ord College forcing the runner out of bounds. It'll be first down and 10 at the 19-yard line. First down and 10 at the 19. Two receivers to the right. Brown has Bauer in the backfield with him. Three down linemen for the defenders. And we've got a flag on the play. This is going to be a procedure penalty against Morningside. Leonard Manuel coming in to spell Ben Byam on the Dort College defensive line. Leonard still dealing with an injury. Limited snaps today. Vanderskaff is an outside linebacker. Got Logan Schoenhoven, middle linebacker. Got Cam Petrie on the edge along with Trammell right and left respectively. Dayton is a safety, and I believe you've still got Cole McLean in at safety, deep for Dort College on defense. Brown gets the snap, hands it off to Bauer. Bauer, the ball carrier, and he's brought down at the 20-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. Bowman makes the stop for Dort College. Bowman, a 5'11", 245-pounder from Texas, makes the tackle. 145 and counting in the ballgame. Morningside taking their time. Paul Brown now has Roosevelt in the backfield with him. Two receivers right, one left. They turn, hand it off to Roosevelt. Roosevelt, the ball carrier, down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. That's not enough for a first down. That's going to be third down and 6 yards to go with 123 and counting ballgame. Roosevelt, the ball carrier, not much there that time. Curtis Emery checks back into the ballgame. Bowman will check out. Morningside will let the clock wind down. 1 minute remaining. 9 seconds left now, and Morningside's going to call a timeout. Play clock was winding down. Morningside sees something they want to talk about, and they'll do so coming up this week. Dort College Athletics, Dort College Women's Soccer will be hosting Buena Vista Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Dort College Volleyball is on the road at Northwestern for another matchup of rated opponents in GPAC Volleyball. Next Friday, Dort College back at home for volleyball with Nebraska Wesleyan, and then home again on Saturday to face Midland. The Dort College football team, a 1 o'clock kickoff with Briarcliff next Saturday. And we are almost finished with September at that point of the week. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the field. Dort College defenders trailing 65-2. See if we have an update on that Briarcliff, Nebraska Wesleyan score. And at this point, it is 13-10. That was at halftime, though. We'll see if there's an update via one more avenue. Third down and 6, Morningside with the football. They hand it off, and plowing his way into the end zone for a touchdown is Roosevelt. And the Morningside Mustangs lead it now 71-2, pending the point after. In the fourth period, it's Briarcliff over Nebraska Wesleyan, 20-17. 46 seconds left to go. And a simple handoff up the middle, and Dort College unable to make the attack. Logan Roosevelt, the freshman from Hartley, plows in from the 16-yard line. to make the score 72-2 now after the point after. You're listening to York College with the football. Xavier Caffey. He brings it out to the 20-yard line, gets away from an arm tackle, now spun around a couple of times and finally thrown down at the 12-yard line. They're going to give him forward progress to the 16. And that is it. 36 seconds remaining in this contest. Morningside 72, York College 2. So York College will send the offense onto the field. Morningside will improve to 3-0, and in all likelihood, when the next national poll comes out, they'll be the number one team of the country, with Grandview losing earlier today. New quarterback in for the Defenders. I believe that's Cerna. And not much there for him. Corey Cerna, a 5'7", 170-pounder from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Kept it himself. Gained a yard on the play. It is now second down and 9, and I don't think York College is going to run another play. 13 seconds left. Well, maybe they'll get one off. Cerna turns, hands, and not much there for the ball carrier for York College. I believe that was Dan Fennig, the ball carrier. Nope, that was Logan Vandevac. Vandevac picked up 2 yards on the play, and that is our final. Morningside 72, York College 2. York College 0-3 this season, 0-2 in the GPAC. Morningside 3-0 and 2-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Stay tuned. The Wireless World Wrap comes up right after this. This is York College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 72-2 the final score. Morningside defeats York College. Great Plains Athletic Conference football. Morningside scored with 10:07 left to go in the first quarter on a Zach Decker 28-yard field goal. Make it 3-0. Brandon Weiger, less than 3 minutes later, scored on a 51-yard touchdown run to cap a one-play 51-yard drive, making it 10-0 in the process. York College got their points on a snap that went over the head of punter Zach Decker, making it 10-2 with 2:53 left to go in the first quarter. Morningside scored at the 13:38 mark off a six-play 59-yard drive. Brandon Weiger, a 2-yard touchdown run, made it 17-2. And Devin Thomas reeled in a 25-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Kasdorf with less than a minute to go in the first half to make it 24-2 at halftime. Third quarter was all Morningside as they tacked on scoring plays of a 20-yard run by Nathan Gilligan, a 75-yard fumble recovery and return by Taylor James. Jason Vanderkoy took in a 23-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Kasdorf, and Nathan Gilligan ran another 45 yards for a touchdown, making it 51-2 at the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter, Morningside scored at the 12:30 mark on a Nathan Gilligan touchdown plunge. That was a 1-yard run, 5-play, 56 yards. Michael Whitehead, a 56-yard pass from Caleb Klunder, made it 65-2. And Logan Rosenbaum capped the scoring for Morningside with a 16-yard run up the middle, capping a 13-play, 66-yard drive that made the final 72-2. Yardage total, Morningside 684, York College 47. York College ran 54 plays from scrimmage, Morningside 75. Morningside 412 on the ground, 272 in the air. York College 2 yards on the ground, 45 passing. 34-45 was the time of possession for the Defenders. Morningside 25-15. York College 5 first downs. Morningside 29 first downs. York College was led by Zach Barker's rushing. He ended up with 70 yards on 20 attempts. Barker 6 of 10 through the air for 45 yards. Jason Miller and Trey Pickney, 2 catches respectively for 25 and 22 yards. Heath Bonestrow punted 10 times for 41 yards on average. Trey Pickney, 5 kick returns for 61 yards. Beg your pardon, 5 kick returns for 162 yards. He had a long of 61. Pickney also had 2 returns for 38 yards. Cole McLean led York College on defense with 7 solo and 4 assisted stops. Benoit Harris had 6 solo and 5 assisted stops. Anthony Sorar, 5 solo and 6 assisted stops with 2 tackles for loss and a fumble recovery. Eric Broeker also credited with a fumble recovery for the Defenders. For Morningside, they were led by Brandon Weggers, 210 yards on 24 carries, an 8.8 yards per carry average. He also had two touchdowns. Nathan Gilligan, 10 carries for 128 yards and three touchdowns, 12.8 per run. Ryan Kasdorf, 13 of 19 passing, 183 yards. Caleb Klunder, 2 for 2 passing for 89 yards. Devin Thomas, 6 catches for 125 yards. Jason Vanderkoy, 3 catches for 30 yards. Brandon Weger, 3 catches for 20 yards. Zach Decker, 2 punts for a 56 yards per punt average. He did not punt in the second half. Zach Schluger had 5 solo and 4 assisted stops. Jesse Henricks had 6 solo and 1 assisted stops for the Mustangs. Morningside improves to 3-0 overall, 2-0 in the conference. Stuart College 0-3 and 0-2. Other scores in the conference today: Concordia over Midland, 35-28. Doan over Hastings, 28-24. Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 35-7. Morningside over Dort, 72-2. And it's Briar Cliff leading Nebraska Wesleyan in the fourth quarter, 20-17. That has about 8 minutes left to go in the contest. Earlier today, Dort College soccer split with Jamestown. The Dort College women won 2-1. The Dort College men lost 2-1. Dort College volleyball victorious over Hastings, 3-1. Dort College cross country, a pair of wins at the Dakota Wesleyan Invite for both the men and the women, both on the team front and individually. That's going to do it for our broadcast of Dort College Athletics on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good Saturday evening.